Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. And I just wanted to add a few elements to the discussion, if you allow me. On the element of data, we fully agree, of course, with Botswana that this this is a very important element, and it's actually where the work starts from. And within the European Union, it shows the importance of having an independent institution and almost like a center of reference and excellence for the promotion and protection of the European Union, like the Fundamental Rights Agency, which does this kind of service. But we also have, for example, Eurobarometer, Eurostat, so we have different institutions that on a periodic basis gather information. And it is indeed a challenge to bring all of this together, but I think especially the survey performed by the Fundamental Rights Agency last year has been groundbreaking and has indeed fed into a process that is now being put on track, and which is starting with the EU Anti-Racism Action Plan, the first in its kind, which runs from 2020 to 2025, of course. And the way we look at it is that this is a starting point. It's important to first recognize the issue. That's what I also said yesterday. We do not take these trends that we see, we do not take them lightly within the EU. If you have a look at the EU action plan as it was published by the European Commission, you will see that it is actually a very rich document that tackles many of these elements, whereby it starts from a review of the existing legislation and then goes also beyond this element. And I think this is also part of the answer to the question posed by our colleague from South Africa. We do realize that the framework is the first step, but that we have to go beyond that. And the plan, for example, tackles the issue, the problem of underreporting, which was also flagged this morning by the panelists. It talks about how to deal with new and digital technologies and hate speech, for example. It has concrete suggestions on employment, education, tackling discrimination in the health sector, housing, how to use vocational training, and it also has a chapter on how to fight structural racism in a sense that you have to work to combat these stereotypes and to raise awareness, as the Commission puts it, about history. It talks about how to tackle disinformation, for example, also one of the newer trends that we see the last few years, especially in many sectors, not just the one we are discussing here today. And one of the ways that the European Commission plans to do this is indeed through these national action plans, and there are some EU member states currently reflecting on this. So just to flag that it's the start of a process that will run for a number of years now, and where we really, as EU, want to show that it is high on the agenda. And this is the message that I especially wanted to share today. Thank you.